Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in Kerala's identity is underway, reflecting a deeper connection to its heritage. The Union Cabinet has approved the renaming of Kerala to Kelam, restoring the traditional Malayalam pronunciation of the state's name. This change will be implemented through an amendment to the first schedule of the Constitution, which lists the names of states and union territories. Under Article 3 of the Constitution, Parliament has the power to alter a state's name. This provision requires a simple majority in Parliament, unlike many other constitutional amendments that need special majorities under Article 368. Kerala's legislature had passed a resolution in 2023 requesting the name change to restore the original Sanskrit Malayalam form. This decision reflects the state's commitment to preserving its linguistic and cultural heritage. Remember this number, 2023, the year Kerala's legislature passed the resolution. The proposed amendment will update the first schedule of the Constitution, reflecting the change from Kerala to Kelam. This update will solidify the state's identity and its distinctiveness in the Indian Union. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this development. Article 3 of the Constitution is a significant provision that empowers Parliament to alter state names and boundaries. This article is a key part of the Constitution, and understanding its nuances is crucial for UPSC preparation. The first schedule, which lists the names of states and union territories, is another important aspect of the Constitution. Remember this number, 3, the article number that deals with the power to alter state names and boundaries. The renaming of Kerala to Kelam is a significant development that highlights the state's commitment to preserving its cultural heritage. This change will have far-reaching implications for the state's identity and its place within the Indian Union. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Constitutional route for renaming Kerala, Article 3, Parliament alters state name boundary, plus first schedule amendment. Kerala State Legislature passed renaming resolution in 2023. Language basis, Malayalam, traditional form is Kelam. Article 3 amendment, simple majority in Parliament, not special majority under Art. 368 does not require ratification by state legislatures, unlike most constitutional amendments. Moving on to another significant development, the Prime Minister inaugurated the full 82 km Delimerate Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS, corridor, completing India's first operational RRTS project. The RRTS corridor connects Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, to Meerut South via 25 stations, with a total corridor length of 82 kilometers. The operating body is the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC, which operates the RRTS under the Namo Bharat brand at design speeds of 180 kilometers per hour and operational speeds of 160 kilometers per hour. The RRTS corridor is a significant addition to India's urban transport infrastructure, offering high-speed connectivity between Delhi and Meerut. It is worth pausing here to note that the RRTS corridor is a key part of India's efforts to develop its urban transport infrastructure. Now, let us look at the UPSC relevance of this development. The RRTS corridor is a significant example of urban transport infrastructure development in India. This is a favorite prelims fact. India's first operational RRTS project is the Delimerate Corridor. The NCRTC is the operating body, and the corridor has a total length of 82 kilometers with 25 stations. The RRTS corridor is a key part of India's efforts to develop its urban transport infrastructure. This development will have far-reaching implications for the country's urban transport sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Operating body, NCRTC, National Capital Region Transport Corporation. Total corridor length, 82 kilometers. Stations, 25. Design speed, 180 kilometers per hour. Operational speed, 160 kilometers per hour. Delhi section, Sahibabad New Ashok Nagar, tilde 5 kilometer. First phase opened, 20th March 2023, Sahibabad Duhai Depot, 17 kilometers. Full corridor completion, February 2026. RRTS versus Metro. RRTS is intercity rapid transit, higher speed, longer station spacing. The government has released the National Monetization Pipeline, NMP, 2.0 aviation sector targets, setting a monetization target of 27,500 crore from airport monetization during FY 2026-30. The NMP was originally launched in August 2021 with a target of 6 lakh crore worth of core infrastructure assets to be monetized. NMP 2.0 extends and scales the program. The aviation sector is a key part of India's economic growth story. The government's efforts to monetize airport assets will have far-reaching implications for the sector. It is worth pausing here to note that the NMP is a key part of India's efforts to develop its infrastructure sector. Now, let us look at the UPSC relevance of this development. The NMP is a significant program that aims to monetize India's core infrastructure assets. This is a favorite prelims fact. The NMP was originally launched in August 2021 with a target of 6 lakh crore. The NMP 2.0 aviation sector targets set a monetization target of 27,500 crore from airport monetization during FY 2026-30. The government's efforts to monetize airport assets will have far-reaching implications for the aviation sector. This development will have significant implications for India's economic growth story. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. NMP 2.0 aviation target, 27,500 crore, FY 26-30. Original target, 6 lakh crore, FY 22-25. Asset monetization privatization, ownership retained by government, only operations leased. Another significant development is Zawari Energy's announcement of a 8,175 crore battery energy storage gigafactory in Ankapalli, Andhra Pradesh. The facility will manufacture lithium iron phosphate, LFP, battery cells for grid-scale energy storage and electric vehicles. This project supports India's National Program on Advanced Chemistry Cell, ACC, Battery Storage Incentive Scheme under the PLI framework. India's efforts to develop its battery manufacturing sector are a key part of its energy transition story. The government's incentives under the PLI framework will have far-reaching implications for the sector. It is worth pausing here to note that the Zawari Energy's Gigafactory is a significant development in India's efforts to develop its battery manufacturing sector. Now, let us look at the UPSC relevance of this development. The PLI scheme for ACC battery storage is a significant incentive that will support India's efforts to develop its battery manufacturing sector. This is a favorite prelims fact. The PLI scheme outlay is 18,100 crore for a 50 GWh target. India's efforts to develop its battery manufacturing sector will have far-reaching implications for the country's energy transition story. This development will have significant implications for India's economic growth story. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Location, Ankapalli, Andhra Pradesh. Investment, 8,175 crore. Capacity, 16 GWh, battery type, LFP, lithium iron phosphate. Scheme, ACC, Advanced Chemistry Cell, Battery Storage PLI. PLI scheme outlay, 18,100 crore, 50 GWh target. Zawari, India's largest solar PV module manufacturer. In conclusion, the renaming of Kerala to Kelam, the inauguration of the full 82 km Delhi-Meerut RRTS corridor, the NMP 2.0 aviation sector targets, and the Waaree Energies Gigafactory are significant developments that reflect India's efforts to preserve its cultural heritage, develop its urban transport infrastructure, monetize its airport assets, and develop its battery manufacturing sector. These developments will have far-reaching implications for India's economic growth story and its efforts to transition to a more sustainable energy future.